Pray like this then. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses.
I guess none of us would be able to remember how many times we've prayed the Lord's Prayer. From our days at school to whatever age we are now, we've prayed this prayer so many times, and it's quite a short prayer, actually. But when you kind of stop and go through it, the depth in this prayer is quite remarkable, really. And we come to this particular line, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And it's that point where we recognize and realize that we can be set free and we can be forgiven, but also then faced with the huge challenge of forgiving those who trespass against us. We can ask God for forgiveness when we've done something wrong. We might have done something that we regretted. If we ask God with a genuine heart, we know that he will forgive us. John tells us, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. But then it goes on with this bit of a challenge. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and will purify us from all unrighteousness. And it's that beautiful sense that when we come to God confessing our sins, he forgives and he chooses to forget. And we know that the enemy tries to keep reminding us of things that we've done wrong in the past. And because us being human, we kind of tend to categorize sin. And we think some sins are just little and other sins are massive. And it's usually those massive sins, as we would put it, that the enemy keeps reminding us of. But in God's eyes, sin is sin. You know, in footballing terms, if you take a penalty and you kind of hit the corner flag, then you've missed the goal by a mile. If you hit the post, you've almost scored, but you've still not scored. You've still missed. And then sin is sin. Whatever category we put on it, we miss the mark of God. And every single sin needs God's forgiveness. And with that forgiveness comes that God choosing to forget. And if God has forgotten our sin, there's no need why we should remind ourselves or listen to the lies of the enemy as he would throw mud at us from the past, because we are completely forgiven. We don't deserve it, but we need to be able to accept it and receive it and not have regrets about the past. Because God saw us in our mother's womb. He knew the journey that we would take. And at whatever stage we've come to faith, whether it was at 5 years old or 55, and God knew, and God has a plan for us today, and God's blessings and mercy are open to all of us the same, particularly in this whole area of forgiveness. And we need to receive the forgiveness, but we need to live. We need to live in the forgiveness. You know, sometimes when we hurt someone, we feel we've got to make up for it. And we might, you know, spend more time with them, talk to them more, buy them gifts, whatever. We don't have to do that with God. God chooses to forgive. He chooses to forget. And then he accepts us as sons and daughters. He doesn't want us then to be making up or trying to make up for the wrongs we've done in the past. He just wants us to live in the present and serve him in the present with the grace and the help that he gives us to serve him. So we need to accept and move on in the forgiveness of God. But here comes this challenge then, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And really, the greater the hurt, the greater the challenge of this part of the Lord's Prayer. We can get disappointed and let down by people, and we can kind of pick ourselves up over that. But sometimes in life, the knife goes in deep, and the cut is deep, and the pain is deep. And this part of the Lord's Prayer highlights the fact that we need to forgive others, and people can hurt us so much. Matthew 6:15 says, "But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." And that's right between the eyes, isn't it? That's quite a massive challenge. The Message translation says this: in prayer, there is a connection between what God does and what you do. You can't get forgiveness from God, for instance, without also forgiving others. If you refuse to do your part, you cut yourself off from God's part. That's the Message translation. And there's a difference between can't and won't. Big difference between can't and won't. You know, we're seeing on the news at the moment what's happening in America, and it's just awful. And what sparked it was absolutely dreadful. And there's a family that is grieving because someone died in such a terrible way. But the answer is not rioting. Part of the answer is justice. But at some point, for those people to move on, forgiveness has to play a part. And so you might shout out, yes, okay for you to kind of talk about forgiveness from a comfortable place where you were sitting, and it's not your son that's been killed in this way. But whatever the circumstance, forgiveness is the key to moving on. And the greatest picture of forgiveness is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on the cross being crucified for the sin of the world. And he speaks those words, "Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them." That's the challenge. Let me repeat that. There's a difference between can't and won't. And let me just bring another verse in just to close this short devotion. Philippians 4:13. We use this verse quite often, but not connected with this prayer. But I want to connect it with this part of the Lord's Prayer. Philippians 4:13. "I can do all things through him who gives me strength." I can do all things through him who gives me strength. We normally use that verse in the sense of miracles and God taking us over the tough mountains or through the valleys. I can do all things in Christ. But one of the toughest challenges that people sometimes face is that of forgiving others. And this is where this verse applies. It applies to those other areas, but it certainly applies to this section of the Lord's Prayer also. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. And sometimes when we've been hurt so deeply, we say, "I can't forgive. I can't forgive. This is too big. I'm so angry. I'm so bitter. I can't. But with God's strength, we can. With God's love, with God's help. I'm not saying it's easy, and God never said it would be easy, but Philippians 4:13 is true. I can do all things. It might be a journey, but if you are prepared to be on that journey, because if we've got unforgiveness in our hearts, it's hindering God's blessing in our lives. It's chaining us to the past. and we want to get even, and we will never ever get even. Whatever happens to the person who caused the pain, there will never be an emotional satisfaction within us. What brings the release is knowing that God can give us the strength to overcome the hurt, however deep it is.